And we have Bill Valentine with Valentine Ventures. And we're going to talk about the Facebook IPO and also the economy getting better and how that may play into the presidential race. But first, I know that Frank wants to get lots of shares of the Facebook IPO. And can he get in on that, Bill?
He may be able to get in on that. There's two ways you get shares in an IPO. The first way you get shares in an IPO is to get shares at the offer price. Those are those shares that coveted clients of large brokerage firms get.
Big money clients.
Yeah, big money clients. But on something that's as oversubscribed as Facebook, even those clients aren't going to get huge allotments. So, you know, you maybe get it at $40 per share. You get it at the open. You're not actually making a trade in the secondary market. What's going to end up happening, however, is the herd is going to glob on to the secondary offering. The first day it trades, the first moment it'll trade, it'll probably spike up to $60. Mm. So the people who got those initial shares will have an immediate built-in 50% or so gain. The problem is most people are going to get their shares at $60. And, let me cut right to the chase. My advice to everybody on the Facebook IPO is you don't need to be involved. Watch from the sidelines. It's going to be fun to watch. You're not going to be able to cut a corner on getting rich by owning Facebook share IPOs. And just as a general rule, anything that everybody's excited about that you feel like you're going to miss out is always a terrible idea. It wasn't that long ago that that was the justification for buying real estate. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, buying tech stocks at the bubble. So Facebook IPO, good for Zuckerberg, good for the company. Exciting to watch. Probably going to be just a terrible investment.
Like you said, on an emotional standpoint, IPOs are exciting for people, but statistically, don't most people lose money on IPOs?
Lori, Rob, you are correct. Ding, ding, ding. 12, 18, 24 months out, IPOs perform substantially worse than the average stock. My old boss, Ken Fisher, said that IPO stands for it's probably overpriced. Most of them are. Facebook's already going to go off at 20 times sales. Now, what that means is that the value of that company is going to be worth 20 times the amount of revenue it brings in on an annual basis. Google, which monetizes its viewers much better than Facebook, trades at 5 times sales. When this thing comes out, it's likely to jump to 30 or 40 times sales by virtue of its valuation. So this is going to be an extraordinarily hyped up stock. It doesn't mean it's going to go from 60 to 1 overnight. It just means that I think 10 years from now, there are going to be few people who bought shares of Facebook in the secondary market who are thinking, wow, I made a fortune.
Well, and because most people don't understand how it works, like you said, the value ratio and all that, if they feel like they know Facebook, they like Facebook, it's tangible, then they're more apt to want to buy it. But you're saying, look at the math.
Absolutely. Warren Buffett made a statement that he's been regretting ever since years ago. It says, buy companies that you understand. People can't translate that into paying a reasonable price for things you understand. All they hear is, I understand Facebook. I know it's popular. I like doing it. I'm going to make a fortune on Facebook. And then they start saying, this is just like Apple and Google. What they forget is that Apple almost went broke after its IPO.
Right.
Until Jobs came back. And Google is the exception that proves the rule. For every Google, there are 10 highly touted, very wildly profitable, hugely oversubscribed IPOs in the tech bubble that we're all conveniently forgetting because they're all gone.
Next, we're going to talk about the improving economy and the presidential race. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have Bill Valentine with Valentine Ventures. We're talking now politics. Rick Santorum swept 3 states last night. Were you surprised?
Yeah, crazy, wasn't that? Good for him, but I had no idea. I guess I haven't been following it close enough to know that he was going to sweep all 3 states.
I think it was surprising to a lot of people. Now, as far as the economy goes, we're hearing that there are improvements and that it's slowly getting better. Will this help President Obama?
It will, but the ability to... The amount that it helps will diminish over time, and that we'll get used to it. So Obama's likelihood of being reelected per Intrade, this is that online trading futures market that allows you to bet on future events, placed his reelection chances at 45% a month and a half ago. They're now up to 60% chances of being reelected. Now, what's that based on? It's based on polls and people who are willing to take both sides of the bet. But the point is that the economy is what's allowing him to get that spike. The problem is that that will diminish over time between now and November.
And that can change very quickly as well.
Indeed it will.
Thanks for being on.